AGCO fines two gaming suppliers over unregulated websites. Ontario's gambling regulator has fined two registered gaming suppliers after finding their games were available on unregulated gambling websites accessible to players in the province. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario issued monetary penalties of $40,000 each against Relax Gaming Limited and Arise Solutions Limited following an investigation into the availability of their casino-style games outside the regulated market. AGCO targets supplier links to unregulated sites. Relax Gaming and Arise Solutions are both registered with the AGCO to create and supply slot and casino-style games for Ontario's regulated iGaming market. The regulator said companies operating within the legal market are not permitted to offer products to unregulated gambling websites that can be accessed by Ontario players, according to the AGCO enforcement notice. According to the AGCO, supplying games to those sites helps sustain unlawful operators and weakens the safeguards built into the regulated system. The agency said both companies cooperated fully after being notified by investigators and took prompt steps to restrict Ontario access to their games on unregulated sites. Consumer Protection at Center of Action. The AGCO said Ontario's regulated iGaming market is built around enforceable standards covering game integrity, responsible gambling, and player safeguards. Unregulated websites, by contrast, do not offer the same assurances around fair play, information security, withdrawals, or dispute resolution. The regulator also warned that illegal platforms can increase risks linked to money laundering and match fixing. Ontario's regulated iGaming market is built on clear rules designed to protect players and hold companies accountable, said AGCO CEO and Registrar Dr. Karen Schnarr. When regulated games appear on unregulated sites, it risks enabling a market that exposes players to real harm. Supply chain enforcement continues. The penalties show the AGCO is not only targeting unregulated operators directly, but also the companies whose products may help those platforms attract players. The regulator said it continues to monitor whether registered businesses are supplying the unregulated sector as part of its wider effort to protect Ontario players and preserve market integrity. For licensed suppliers, the action is a reminder that regulatory obligations extend beyond formal registration and include control over where their games are made available.